Tracy Martin, and then CEO of Kids Cancer Care Foundation of Alberta.
The CEO of the Kids Cancer Care Foundation of Alberta, Tracy Martin, joins us today. Tracy, tell us a little bit about what your organization does.
Kids Cancer Care is really a charity in Alberta, and we are dedicated to helping children affected by cancer and their families survive and thrive in body, mind, and spirit. And it's really about providing those wraparound programs and services to help kids and families as they're going through their cancer journey, whether that's at the diagnosis stage or treatment or even beyond. So we offer programs and services such as tutoring for families, again, because kids that are affected by cancer can't go to school while they're on treatment, so we offer tutors to come to their house and help them and their siblings for all the school that they miss. And then we also have therapeutic exercise programs as well as post-secondary scholarships and also a whole range of activities for teens in terms of our team leadership program where kids can build more entrepreneurial and philanthropic skill sets and learn to give back and volunteer within their communities. And then we also have our Camp Kindle, which is out in Water Valley, and it provides week-long camps to kids and their families affected by cancer to come out and experience and connect with nature.
Wonderful. Yeah, let's focus a little bit more on Camp Kindle and your expansion and accessibility project. What did you guys have happen over the weekend?
We actually had the grand opening of our Camp Kindle expansion accessibility project that we launched last April, and it was an $8.9 million project to add new indoor and outdoor spaces, and that included things like the indoor spaces were more like a arts and culture workshop, a teaching and learning kitchen so families could learn how to prepare nutritious meals, more collaboration space, the wellness hub space where, again, kids and families could rejuvenate and just relax, as well as more staff residences, and then some really neat outdoor spaces, including Christine's Conservatory, who is named after our founder, Christine MacGyver. And it's a outdoor percussion music playground with all different kinds of fun instruments where kids can practice and play and learn and be a composer. And then we're just in the process of building our treehouse village, and that is really five unique tree houses that are in the forest that have really unique themes that, again, kids can just play and imagine and get active and then connect with others out in nature. We launched our capital campaign in April 2024, and so we've been fundraising for a year. So our capital campaign cabinet, led by our founder, Christine MacGyver, and our capital campaign chair, Carol Oxby, and our cabinet members have done an excellent job at fundraising. And again, we've been very fortunate for the donors and the partners that have been able to support Kids Cancer Care. And they just really believe in our mission of doing our best for kids and setting them up for success as they're going through cancer treatment. And this whole thing is really about how do we provide more spaces at Camp Kindle to connect them to their childhood, because a lot of these kids, when they go through treatment, don't get to experience a normal childhood. So how can we help give that back to kids in different ways?
What is your capacity at Camp Kindle, and how do kids get the opportunity to go there?
Our capacity is usually for our mission-based programs. Is about 120 kids a week that we have that go to camp, the max amount. And how kids can, again, come to Camp Kindle is we work with the Alberta Children's Hospital, and then we understand that kids that are going through treatment or have passed treatment, again, we then sign them up with Kids Cancer Care, and then we give them the opportunity in terms of all of our programs and services. So everything that we offer is free to the kids and families. And so once we've signed them up, then they're able to access any of our programs, services, or camps.
How long is the usual stay?
The usual stay at camp is a week long. So kids come on a Monday, and then they leave on a Friday, and they get to try a whole bunch of different activities at camp. So we have a high ropes learning course. We have a climbing wall. There's a pool. There is tons of outdoor trails, and they do a ton of nature and sky-based learning and curriculum activity in camp. And there's always fun themes, like we have our Color Wars, which is our most popular week, and it's literally like Harry Potter. And the houses, all the kids compete in challenges all week against each other and have fun. And again, it's really about them being able to connect to others, going through a similar circumstance like themselves, and then also just being connected to nature and building those kind of skills and tools and the resilience they need to deal with their cancer journey.
Super. How long has Camp Kindle been around, and what was the reaction at your ribbon cutting this Saturday from those who attended?
Yeah, Camp Kindle, we've been around since 2010, and we had hundreds of people come out on Saturday. We had our kids and our families and our donors and our partners. We had a family camp actually running that weekend. And again, the reaction was just amazing to hear all of the comments of like how special a place of Camp Kindle is and the impact that it makes on kids and families, just like mental, physical and social and emotional well-being. Just them being able to be out there and get to try different things together or just be as a family and be able to connect with others that are going through a difficult time just like they are. It's very, very special for our families. And again, they celebrate each other, they help out. And for the kids, they get to play, and they were trying some of the new spaces out. And again, we'll continue to bring those spaces to life over the next year. Our Treehouse Village will be coming online in spring of 2026.
Excellent. As far as kids cancer care goes, you know, what kind of fundraisers do you hold each year? And, you know, and how important is that to be able to do what you do?
We have a number of different ways that we fundraise. We have our Can-Do events. So if anyone's interested in doing like a third party event, like a golf tournament or a hockey tournament, they can do that and make kids cancer care a beneficiary. And then we have some signature events that we offer, like our Dad and Daughter Gala coming up in October. And we have Barley and Smoke, which is a fun event with local breweries and really great food vendors in Calgary, as well as Ride of a Lifetime, which is a motorcycle ride with different partners that we have. Ride of Courage, if people love to bike, they can bike for a good cause. So again, we offer signature events throughout the year to help fundraise. We also do take donations, so if someone wants to give, they can go to kidscancercare.ab.ca. And donate online.
Yeah, and then my last question for you in regards to your coverage area, you know, are you provincial, national? How does that work?
Yes, we're provincial. So again, we service Alberta and we work with different local partners. So kids can come to camp from Edmonton or all over southern Alberta.
That's great. If people want more information, where can they go?
They can go to our website, again, kidscancercare.ab.ca.
Tracy, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.